It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Hey, welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM, and all over this great state of Michigan. And hope your Saturday's off to a good start. Spring has sprung, and we're warm outside. Barbecue Bob is doing some family work in the UP. I guess he's got a uncle or cousin or something that had passed, so they're having a memorial up there. So sitting in with me is Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliance. Morning, Brad.
Good morning. How are we doing this morning?
You know what? We're really good because you fed us. I mean, this is prettier than anything than we've ever had brought in as a token of love like this is. This is crazy. Part of the show you'll see today is Brad is a forager, and I'll let him explain what that really is later in the show, or maybe even right now.
Not to be confused with Foreigner, which is a band and someone not from this country.
That's right. But if you were, you'd get here free, and we'd give you everything.
Everything, so, yeah.
Right.
I want it all.
So where I'm going with this is Brad is a forager, and what we're going to talk about probably in a couple segments is the fact that he can walk through the woods, unlike anybody else I know, and just look around and find things that are edible that probably 99% of us would walk by or step on or just not even notice was there, right?
Well, and we like to tease in the foraging world, everything is edible at least one time.
Right,
so it's making sure you're grabbing the things that you can eat more than once.
Right.
So, and we'll talk a little bit about that today as well, but something I'm passionate
about. So tell
me,
tell the listeners what you brought us, because I'm going to take another bite of it.
Please, go ahead. There's lots of cheese in there, by the way, too, so gear cheese. So today I brought in a wild ramp or wild leek egg dish or quiche, if you want to say. And ramps are in full bloom right now. And when I say full bloom, a wild ramp is basically a kind of a cross between an onion and garlic. So it's got great flavor. We like to say it's great for a trailside nibble, which just means that you can eat the leaves of the plant raw. But they do have a small bulb, and the more the plant grows, the little bit larger the bulb gets. One thing I would like to point out, as we got a lot of beautiful parks around here, it is actually against the law for you to go into a local park and pick or procure wild ramps. But there's plenty on private property all over the place as well. So just
what about like state land, if you were on public state land?
Any type of state land. Now, mushrooms you can actually pick off state land.
We'll do those later, yep.
Yep. And now, then again, you can't sell them unless you have a license. You have to be licensed through the state of Michigan. You have to go to a course for Michigan State University to be able to sell them. But mushrooms you can pick. However, plants like leeks, flowers, stuff like that, it is actually against the law to take them off the state land. And I just had a bunch of Facebook posts. They were actually writing some tickets for this down around the Detroit area. So just be aware or make sure no one's watching you. But outside of that, it's a great, easy one for someone that's new to wanting to get out in the woods to forage up. It's hard to mistake it, especially once you pick it and smell it. You're going to smell garlic. You're going to smell onions. And it's a broadleaf plant. It's going to go for about another 4 to 5 weeks, and then it will be gone for the rest of the year. Kind of like morel mushrooms and a lot of the other things out there. They come and go pretty quickly.
So, when you're walking through the woods, you've got pieces of this on there that appears to be the leaves, and you said there's a bulb. It's a bulb would then be below ground.
Correct.
It wouldn't be above ground.
Yep. Just like an onion plant would. And when I'm out in the woods, I tend not to carry around like a little shovel. A lot of times I'll just use a little stick and kind of work around the base. Now, if you come up to a patch of ramps here, what we're talking about, I don't say to take out the entire patch. Till they get a good fruiting body on them and they're sizable, it can take 6 to 7 years.
Oh.
So we always say, hey, since they're normally in swaths, there's a lot of them when you find them. You know, take a couple bulbs out, grab a bulb here or there. Otherwise, we get a lot of people that won't take the bulbs, and they'll just actually take the greens, which are a delicious portion.
I'm
a big caramelized bulb kind of guy on these. But yeah, don't over-harvest. It's the same thing when you go mushroom picking, and that's a tough part when we have people, especially when it comes into morel season. Everybody grabs everything they see.
Right.
And it just doesn't help to replenish them, so you can pick out a spot and that maybe you've been coming to for years and years and years, and all of a sudden they're not there anymore because someone was so scared if they didn't take everything, someone else was going to take it.
Right.
And we always say, you know, take 30%, leave the rest.
Right. So this quiche dish, it clearly has the greens on it because you so artistically arranged them,
placed
on the
them
top,
on top yes,
of
yes.
the quiche. And you said there's some in it as well. Now, does this have the bulb in it as well,
yep,
or no?
Correct. So this has part of the leaves and the bulb, which I actually diced up, and I just sauteed them in a little bit of butter. Like I said, a lot of Gruyere cheese, some heavy cream, and then eggs, little nutmeg, a little salt and pepper, and a pie crust. I mean, it's a pretty easy dish to make. 40 minutes at 375. It's amazing.
It is. I mean, it's fantastic. And it's really easy on the eye.
It's easy on the eye.
I mean, it's pretty. You'd serve this at a brunch or something, you know, and people would really enjoy this.
Well,
I mean, it's fantastic.
We were just teasing a little bit. You know, I thought about sneaking some other animal meats into here, but we forewent that this go round just to make something a little safer for everybody involved.
Well, yeah, because you brought it in at the beginning of the show, and we'd have lost Conrad for the whole show if we would have had
he'd be in the bathroom throwing up.
Right, if we'd have put squirrel in it or some other thing like we've done in the past. But so I had thinking about this show after you so kindly agreed to join me. I foraged in my backyard. I have scallions that come up.
Yep, wild onions.
Right, yeah. And I went back there and I just started, you know, they're the long, skinny, tubular, you know, that grows, right? And I just go back there and grab a couple of them and I eat them right off. You know, you got to be careful that they're the ones that are up off the ground so the dogs haven't, you know, gone there. But at the end of the day, I went back and picked a couple. And I just ate them, right? Yep. I mean, they're wonderful, but similar to these ramps is that these are a little spicy a little bit, but they're garlic and oniony at the same time. So I'm sure it's the same family.
See, I think it's the allium or alum family is what it's a part of. So here's a little piece of advice to listeners out there. If you want to go out and forage, the biggest thing I can tell you is please, whatever you do, don't go onto Facebook and ask advice. I am a member of a ton of different pages on Facebook, and the information that people put out there is just horrible on everything. There are a lot of online resources, books people can read to educate yourself, but unfortunately, people online like to give advice when they have absolutely no clue what they're talking about. and I'm like,
it's worth what you pay for,
if,
right?
If I'm trusting my health, or, you know, if I'm going to drop over dead from eating something, I'm sure not going to take the advice from someone that has no idea what they're talking about.
And you really don't know because they act like they do.
Absolutely. And it's just correction after correction. There's this time of the year, as we're getting into, you know, I've mentioned morels a couple times. There's also the false morel or Gyromitra family. And there's one out there called Gyromitra esculenta. Sorry, it doesn't really have a quote-unquote common name, but people have been calling them beefsteaks left and right online. Oh, beefsteaks. It's always my grandpa used to eat these all the time. Well, they're a poisonous mushroom. Now, that being said, they can be parboiled like three separate times where you change out the water, and then they can be fried up, and they can be rather tasty. However, they contain a substance called geometrin, which is basically in rocket fuel, and it can build up in your body, and it can cause horrible gastronomical upset. It hasn't been known to kill anybody in the U.S. at this point. There's been talk, but it can make people really sick. And everybody online calls it a beefsteak mushroom. And actually, there's a polypore mushroom, which actually goes by the name, common name of beefsteak. So it's just horrible information out there, and nobody knows what they're talking about. So I always tell people, be safe. There's a ton of online resources. Please use them.
So, and they're pictured. I mean, that would be the indicator for me is I think I'd want my phone with me, and if I don't have service where I'm foraging, I better download some stuff because these things you just talked about that look like a morel, but they're not really a morel, and there could be bad consequences from eating those versus the ones that you're really looking for.
Absolutely, and it only takes a couple minutes, and even when I start foraging something new that I'm not used to, I check with a couple people that I know. I watch videos then about it, and then we're good to go. I feel safe. And then I start with a little and move on from there.
All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to continue this conversation because I think it's fascinating. And Brad's really not as much of a nerd as he sounds like.
Yeah,
he's a great guy, but we'll stick with us. We'll be back.